You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So check out this story here. The headline says, the average pet tries to eat something they shouldn't four times a day.
Four times a day. That's probably about right.
Now, let's put the spotlight on your dog, Goldie Fawn.
I know. I'm thinking. We love, you know, we went through a little stretch where we didn't have a dog, and once we finally got one again, it was the greatest thing because they're essentially the little vacuum for the house. You know, the amount of crumbs when you don't have a dog is ridiculous. I would think maybe at least once or twice a day you catch her with something that she shouldn't have. She came into the room the other day, and she had like a bunch of, it was almost like feathers or fuzz, like stuck all around her face, and I never figured out what she got into or what she ate, but she seems to be doing fine. But yeah, I would think that number's probably about right, four times a day. Especially, well, she's small too. The bigger dogs is the one you really got to worry about.
Yeah.
Because they can eat socks and stuff.
Study says 61% of dog and cat owners say they have lost sleep over the thought of their pet getting into something they shouldn't.
Yeah. I've had a few neighbors that have had issues with their dogs eating rocks. They'll go outside and just eat river rocks. And you see the x-ray of them. They got to take them in because they're not obviously not doing well. And then you see the picture of it from the vet, and there's like 15 rocks in their stomach.
Those are some bright animals right there.
That's the thing. It's like, are they really stupid, or are we missing out? Are rocks delicious? And we just don't know?
Well, if you're a bird or a dinosaur or whatever, you would eat rocks to help with the digestion. But
yeah,
I don't.
But we're not.
Yeah. See, I'm on the other end of the spectrum because I happen to have an animal in my house. No, but my cat, Niles the Weirdo, who is one of the reasons he's got his name, the Weirdo, is because he will eat nothing else but his cat food. And I mean nothing. Nothing. Think of everything that cats around the world salivate over. You can open up a can of tuna and set it on the floor.
Wouldn't eat it.
And Niles will walk by, take one sniff, and just keep on walking.
Is he like that with rodents and birds as well? Could you lay a dead bird in front of
him? He likes to kill them.
But not eat them.
He will not consume them.
It's the thrill
of the
hunt.
Only thing he will eat is Meow Mix, and there's nothing to talk about. I should get an endorsement for that company.
He's got a simple palate.
That is all he will eat. So I can't play in this game. It's only open to our listeners and you, Jer.
Mm-hmm.
For what is it that your pet got into and you couldn't believe they ate? You couldn't believe it.
The one other story I have, I recall from my childhood, we had a Cocker Spaniel. And my dad was grilling one day, and he had brats lined up on the grill. And from the kitchen window, we saw that dog hop up and pull a brat off the hot grill and swallow it.
Nothing was going to stop him.
Nothing. And then he immediately vomited everywhere because it was so hot. But he just did not comprehend. And then, if I recall, that dog was so gross, he ate his vomit.
Of course. Again, bright animals. The average pet will try to eat something they shouldn't four times a day.
It's a lot.
Shoes, purses, toilet paper.
Messages coming in. Eileen says our dog eats pencils and credit cards and wallets and hair ties.
My God.
Mike said they had a cat who ate a mattress string. It wrapped around his tongue all the way out the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$1,100 later.
Oh. No.
Wait a minute. It was on its tongue and went all the way through, and it was like, no.
He's like a pool toy.
No. It was like flossing your cat, essentially. No.
Here's Amanda on the phone. Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, so what did your pet eat?
He eats underwear.
What a pervy pet you have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We call him the crotch muncher in our family.
Oh, boy.
Do I dump that or let that?
It's fine.
Okay, Amanda, thank you for that call. Well, the kids are in school.
It's fine.
Hello, Mariah. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey! What does this animal eat?
Well, the better question is, what does he not eat? But the one thing that he ate was he ate 4 packs of edibles.
Oh, really?
He ate all your pot weed?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Our roommates left him out, and he ate all 4 packs.
Your roommates, sure.
Sure, the right. Wait a minute. Was the dog okay?
I was a mess. I was 9 months pregnant. I took him to the emergency vet, and they basically told me that they couldn't do anything.
So was he just, like, stoned out of his mind, essentially?
Yeah, and he was peeing all over the place, too, because he couldn't control anything.
Aw, little buddy.
But look, I said no.
It's horrible.
I said no sad story, so he's okay, though, right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. That was, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, he's fine now.
Toys and...
You got to keep those edibles up higher, Mariah.
Yeah, especially with those little ones. You gotta...
Yeah, no. And he chewed off a door.
And a door.
Mariah, thank you for the call. Have a great day. We appreciate you being on the show.
Along those lines, Rachel wrote in on Facebook. She says, my German Shepherd ate a whole month's supply of my birth control. We called poison control. They said he should be fine, but he might put a damper on him having puppies. She wrote Hardy Har. She said, odd twist to the story. About 3 months later, I got pregnant. That's from Rachel.
Oh. Here's Victoria, who's patiently holding. Hi, Victoria.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So what did the animal try to eat, or did eat?
Well, we had a dog a few years ago who actually ate a pack of cigarettes along with a cell phone.
Ate a cell phone?
He ate a cell phone.
How did that get out of him?
Pooped?
Surgery? Vomit?
I mean, it was...
Pooped out.
He pooped it?
I mean, he got rid of it.
Well, listen, he didn't call somebody.
Victoria,
I mean,
There's only one way it comes out, Victoria.
No,
there's three ways.
He destroyed a cell phone.
Well, how did they get it out?
He pooped it out.
He got rid of it.
You don't want to say it, do you, Victoria?
No, I don't. He got rid of it, though.
I said it.
You said it. He pooped it.
He pooped it out.
All right.
Yeah. Blink twice if I'm right.
Don't you just rinse it off and reuse it? Those phones are expensive.
Darn right they are.
She didn't want to see it.
Victoria, thank you so much for being on the show.
Gross.
We appreciate you. Nathalie, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Hello. Hey. So what did this animal eat?
There was two of them. Two of my puppies ate the electrical cords of my very expensive sewing machine.
Wait a minute. While it was plugged in?
While it was plugged in. I don't know how they were not electrocuted.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Nothing left. Yeah.
Now you can't make pants anymore.
There you go. It's horrible. I wanted to make puppy soup, but they were too cute.
Oh no.
Needs more salt.
Nathalie, that's a great call. Thank you for being on the show. We're
going
to try to squeeze in two more. Cheryl and Paige. Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Good
morning. What did they eat?
Plastic. Well, it's a dual effort, actually. And it is sad, but yet I can talk about it. But
we don't want sad stories.
Did the dog die?
No. We don't want death stories.
This is interesting, though, because dogs like the noisy things, you know, like the plastic and the paper and that, you know, packaging wrap that packages come in.
Okay.
I had a bottle of these herb pills for, like, focus concentration. I hadn't even opened them yet. And they were on my desk. One dog gets up on my desk chair, up onto the desk, gets the bottle, chews the bottle open, won't eat anything but its dog food. The other dog gobbled them all up, and unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But that's just the thing. I mean, the plastic is just crazy. They love that. They love the sound.
Well, there probably is a smell to that herbal pill, too,
probably.
Your dog died from
From
your focus pills.
You should have focused and put those away.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't want any dog dying
stories. We got a dog that died.
She knew I didn't want a dog who died
Cheryl.
Story. She still told the story.
Cheryl?
She insisted.
It's a learning lesson. It's a learning lesson.
Put your
herb pills up higher.
And your edibles.
And your pot weed. And your birth control.
And your birth control. You can't trust dogs. You notice these are all dogs. There's not a cat story yet. last call will be Paige. Paige, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show. Is there death involved in your story?
So, no, I will, first off, I'll let you know he's perfectly fine. He's a happy boy.
Okay, good.
But it was kind of a saga, so he had all these weird symptoms. He had hives all over his body, lethargic. We took him to an emergency vet. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. They thought maybe he had something wrong with his back. They said, come back in a few days.
Let me interrupt. I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Dogs are covered in fur. How can you tell if they've got hives?
Oh, it was very, it's pronounced red bumps. He looked like he had texture all over him.
I guess if you're petting him too, it's like, it's like bubble wrap.
And it was all over him. It was all over his chest.
Okay.
So what really weird thing had he gotten into?
So, long story short, he had to go back to the emergency vet two more times. They did x-rays every single time, but it wasn't until he had a giant abscess on his tummy where they finally went in there and discovered he had swallowed a whole bamboo skewer that was intact inside of him.
A bamboo skewer? Like that you'd make kebabs with?
Yes, it was 10 inches long. He had eaten kebabs off the counter a month ago.
A month ago? That poor dog was in pain.
Yes, the wood did not show up on the x-rays.
Right.
Wait a minute. Didn't you notice that a bamboo skewer was missing?
You made five and there was four left.
Didn't somebody go, who's got the other skewer?
We knew he ate them, but he had pooped out a ton of them. So we're like, okay, he's fine.
Not this one, though.
Not that one. It was completely intact. The vet
so this had happened before?
No, he was, I mean, he was just kind of like lethargic, but we thought he had injured his back because the skewer was poking up into his
body. My God. This sounds horrific.
He's fine now. He doesn't even have a
shower. It's all great now. But
yeah.
But he had a bamboo skewer inside his stomach.
Inside an abscess.
Yep.
Well, you people.
It was the size of a baseball, the abscess.
Paige, what kind of dog was this?
He's a Catahoula pit mix.
A what? A who?
A what?
Catahoula is it's a Louisiana hunting dog. It's the state dog of Louisiana.
The old Catahoula.
Yeah.
Huh. Right. Never heard of him.
No,
No.
All right. What's that dog's name?
But his name is Hank.
Hank.
And his skewer. His bamboo skewer. All right, listen. Thank you for not injecting death into your story. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No, he's completely fine.
He's a good boy.
As soon as he got home, back to normal. Yeah.
No more hives.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Paige.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. I appreciate you.
Dang, that one's scary. I don't like that one at all. Keep your skewers up.
So I'm going to put a check mark next to this segment, and we will bring this up again in like 6 months.
It is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Because people like to talk about what their animals. But let's just look. We can take cats out of it. We have nary a cat call. It's dogs who are just getting into everything.
We had the one cat email with the string that went all the way through.
There is something about cats and strings. I will say that.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Well, you know what? That was other than the death call.
We got what we asked for. Good calls.
Listen, I'm just kidding. Thanks for all the calls, including the death call. We're just picking on you.